Welcome to another edition of Deity Deep Dives, a short-form essay series for the Science Witch podcast. I'm your co-host, Angel, and for this episode, we are going to invoke the Crone of Winter, Goddess of Storms, and ancient hag who dictated the changing of the seasons, the Kaliok. I always thought Groundhog Day was stupid, even as a child. How is a rodent supposed to be the arbitrator of whether or not we get six more weeks of winter? And the weird cult that has formed around Punxsutawney Phil every year just seems to get increasingly weirder with each rendition. This past Groundhog's Day, the poor creature chosen to don the mantle of the official Punxsutawney Phil was roughly grabbed out of his burrow at dawn and declared to have seen his shadow, which foretold six more weeks of winter. There was much celebrating and cringy musical performances to herald in this event, despite the fact, historically, the accuracy of the groundhog's prediction is approximately 36%. This is probably troubled even further with climate change, as climate patterns continue to destabilize, as evidenced by the record-breaking snowstorm that the Deep South experienced back in January, where areas of the Gulf Coast received more snow than ever before. It wasn't until I was an adult and years into my witchcraft practice that I learned about the true decider of the changing of the seasons, the OG, original groundhog, who predicted the coming of spring was actually the ancient Gaelic goddess known as the Kaliok. Around the first day of February, the Kaliok would look out her window, and if she decided to go out and gather firewood, it meant that there would be six more weeks of winter. However, if the weather was gloomy on this day, she would decide to stay in her cozy hut, which would indicate an early spring. This makes so much more sense to me as a myth to explain the predictions of when spring would happen in the Northern Hemisphere, and it was likely when the Puritans co-opted this spring celebration in the mid-1800s, they erased the ancient goddess from their observances in favor of a groundhog. Thus, we as a modern American celebrate Groundhog's Day instead of the Kaliok's Day. I, however, hope to bring back the original expression of this event. The Kaliok is associated with more than just being robbed of her title by a rodent. She is known throughout the British Isles as the Crone of Winter. The Kaliok is at times considered to be a dark goddess, in that she doesn't fit the mold of the caring, benevolent mother goddess. She is past her childbearing years, if she ever had kids to begin with, and she is often depicted as a harsh and at times cruel and unfeeling deity that is to be feared. In Ireland, she is the goddess of storms, and her influence was often blamed for the harsh winter conditions, especially in the southern part of the Irish Isles. In some stories, she is even said to be responsible for the death and destruction that can come with winter storms. In that way, Ireland is much like the Pacific Northwest, as our winters are our rainy season, and during the full moons, we experience the powerful king tides. I advocate for renaming them the crone tides, as the raging waves of the ocean remind me of the wrath of femme deities more than any mere king. The crone tides have been known to claim the lives of those who do not give her the proper respect, and each year, inevitably, there are people who are washed out to sea after sneaker waves abruptly crash into the shoreline and sweep anyone who dares to be close out to their watery grave. The Crone of Storms is a force of nature, demanding our respect and the understanding that we are mortal beings, given this incarnation to know divinity, but also to respect its power. As we continue to witness and experience the increasing effects of climate change, the Crone of Storms becomes all the more enraged and wrathful. Within mythology, the Kaliok is often associated with Brigid, the Celtic goddess of fire, sacred wells, and poetry. In some of the ancient tales, they are the same goddess, with the Kaliok representing the cold, harsh time of the year, and then transforming into the beautiful spring maiden of Brigid when the weather turns warmer. In her dual aspect, she corresponds to the cycle of life, death, and rebirth, and has also been associated with fertility. The holiday that would become Groundhog Day in ancient times was known as Imbolc, or Candlemas, in Christian liturgy, a holiday that modern pagans celebrate to honor the goddess Brigid. It is no accident that Kaliok, as the judge of the coming spring, was also revered during a holiday known to be in the realm of Brigid. you're interested in learning more about Bridget, I recommend finding the episode On the Goddess featuring my co-host Inku, and I will link it in the show notes. The Kaliyat can be considered the crone to Breed's maiden, two halves of the same entity, echoed throughout time and representing the life cycle of femme people throughout the ages. The Kaliyak is likely a title that was given to crones, and she is usually depicted as an old woman, wise and powerful in her knowledge of life and death. She tends to lack representation in our modern depictions, in part due to the fact that old age is not revered in our postmodern capitalistic society. Women are not supposed to age, and femme people who are often public figures will employ cosmetic surgery and Botox to circumvent the science of aging. The Kaliyak is therefore radical in her wizened visage and wears her age as an act of resistance, reminding us that women who survive to old age are worthy of respect and admiration. She teaches us to embrace old age and not fear to try to subvert the cycle that we are all a part, and to understand that we need our crones and sages. I want to be a queer elder. I just turned 40, and according to life expectancy in the US, I'm right in the middle point of what people assigned female at birth survive. In the years since I turned 40, I met one of the great loves of my life and had a major career shift where I spend the majority of my working hours with young people. Up until this point, I had been working in the private sector, the jobs I hated, determined to use my vast skill set as a science professional towards a career in a field I found to be soul-crushing and filled me with existential anxiety. So after years of resistance, I finally decided to take the plunge and got my substitute teaching license. This was in part dictated to me by divine guidance after I attended a ritual at the sanctuary of Akate and received instruction that I was to teach the next generation science and gardening. I have learned to listen when the goddess of witchcraft and crossroads makes demands of me, and since then, I have found a renewed purpose in life. Even my hardest days with mouthy middle school students and rambunctious elementary students are better than my best days working in the corporate world. I use the honorific mix in the classroom, MX, in part to introduce students to the concept of a gender-neutral prefix, but also to signal to the queer non-binary kids that we do grow up to become queer non-binary adults. You're not alone. Gen Z seems to have no trouble with this concept of gender fluidity, and the most pushback I find is usually from other adults from my own generation or that of Gen X or boomers, who are currently trying to legislate queer, trans, and non-binary people out of existence. But we've always been here, and we will remain, at times needing to be subversive, but persisting. Many queer people were denied the right to become elders in their community, and therefore, I feel it is my specific charge to grow old and get weirder, queerer, and embrace my croning age. That is, if I survive the next 4 years. Thank you for listening to this recording of the DD Deep Dives on the Kaliyak. If you would like to hear more content like this, check out the Science Witch podcast, which can be found on all places where you listen to podcasts. Until next time, hail and farewell and blessed be.